The Wind River Reservation has been hit hard by COVID-19. The pandemic has also stalled the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes' primary economic engines. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports on what that means for the reservation and its border communities.
The largest employer in Fremont County isn't a school district or a hospital. It's the Northern Arapaho tribe. Business Councilman Stephen Fasthorse says that between the tribal government and its enterprises, they put more than 1,000 people to work.
We're a very vital piece of this economy.
But the COVID-19 pandemic has thrown a wrench in that. First, it forced them to close their flagship Wind River Casino and two smaller gaming businesses. Then oil and gas revenues went south.
It's a double whammy for the tribes here in Wyoming because those two sectors are the brunt of what we rely on to run our tribal government.
And the Eastern Shoshone could be in an even tougher position.
And unfortunately for our casino, it's kind of been insult to injury.
Councilwoman Karen Snyder says the Shoshone Rose Casino is self-sustaining, but the tribe hasn't yet paid off the loan that funded a $30 million expansion of the facility 5 years ago.
Not only are we struggling to keep afloat with our loan, now we have closure.
So both tribes' primary sources of revenue have been cut off. And unlike state and local governments, they don't have a tax base to fall back on. Joseph Kalt with Harvard's Project on American Indian Economic Development says the budget crisis they're facing isn't unique.
We're seeing tribes either having to dip into some assets, rainy day funds, if they've been able to build them up over the last many years, or tribes are going into debt. It's a really drastic situation.
Kalt says tribes have been running serious gaming operations since the 1970s, and that's allowed them to diversify their economies.
As a result of that, we've seen a massive expansion across the country in the ability of tribes, governments to deliver the whole range of basic public services that we expect any city, county, or state to provide.
Like the Northern Arapaho Tribe's clinic, where more than 3,000 people have been tested for COVID-19, and the Eastern Shoshone Tribal Health Department, which is running food and supply distributions throughout the reservation during the crisis. But with the revenue stream cut off, those services are in trouble.
We run a risk, essentially, of reversing what's been about 30 years of slow but at least steady progress.
And Kalt says the impact will have ripple effects far beyond the reservation. His research models suggest that the tribes generate around $12 million a year in indirect revenue to the state of Wyoming.
Many regions, Riverton, Wyoming, for example, depend a great deal on the money that's flowing in through that community because of the presence of the tribe, its government, its enterprises. And so we would really be worrying about places like that suffering a kind of long, drawn-out recession in their economies.
To make matters worse, tribes and tribal gaming businesses were initially shut out of the federal Paycheck Protection Program, which provides forgivable loans to businesses impacted by the pandemic. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico was among lawmakers who pressured the Small Business Administration to include them in round two of the program.
Tribal gaming enterprises are some of the biggest employers. They fund essential services in Indian country, things like health care, education, public safety, law enforcement. Unfortunately, it took the SBA far too long to make this right.
Councilwoman Snyder says the Eastern Shoshone were among those tribes who were initially denied loans. That led to layoffs for casino employees and other consequences for government workers.
You know, we've had to look at some potential furloughs. We have reduced hours for some of our tribal workers, and that means interruption of our tribal services.
In early May, she says the tribe and its casino finally received loans from the Small Business Administration.
And so that, to me, initially would be to make the tribe whole again as far as our operations.
And after weeks of back and forth, some aid from the massive federal relief package known as the CARES Act has finally reached tribal governments. But due to pending lawsuits about how the $8 billion Tribal Stabilization Fund should be divided up, the Treasury Department has only released 60% of the money. Northern Arapaho Councilman Fasthorse says all this puts tribes at an early disadvantage.
And this is the trying part for tribes, is that we're always at the last of the line.
It's not yet clear how much federal aid the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes received, but they're both hoping it's enough to help them bounce back. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.